Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to have you here today. It's been a while again since I've been on air, but I'm happy to be here. It looks like we got about 5 callers on hold. So I'm asking that if you're a repeat caller, that you give other people a chance to get a reading today. Just you can always listen to the show, but give other people a chance to get a reading so that new callers can call in. Alrighty, I like to just dive right in. So I am going to go to the first caller. And if you want to know a little bit more about me, just click on, you can read the description box. It's there on right there on Blog Talk. You'll see the description box underneath the little slideshow. And it just talks about what I can offer and my abilities and all that. All right, so I'm going to go to the first caller, 917. Hello? Hello? Okay, I had to put them on hold because nobody was answering. All right, next caller, 917, I'll come back to you in a minute. Next caller is 347. Area code?
Hi.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you today? What's your question for me?
Hi, thank you. My name is Tanika. And my question is, I wanted to know what you saw as far as future-wise, if you saw me moving, and if you saw having a future with someone named Frank.
I just picked one question and one area to focus on. Do you want to know about moving, or do you want to know about Frank?
Oh, okay. I would like to know about love and relationship with me and Frank.
Okay, basically, like, where it's going to go.
Yeah, and what you see happening, because I would like to have children and get married one day.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me all right? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You sound far away.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So I'm just pulling some cards. Okay, so the first card I got, it's just saying that you guys have had some issues as far as, like, finances and career goes. It says financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. And then I got the second card. That's the recent past or recent. And then the present tense card is the chemistry card. And it says there's a strong magnetic attraction here. So between you and Frank. And then it's also saying that For in the near future, that there's going to be some deception from him. Someone is wearing a false mask, self mask in this relationship. So I feel like it's him, and that he's not being as open as he could be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, holding certain things back, like maybe secrets. And Is he a really private person?
Yeah.
So I try to get to know him a little bit better and get him, see if you can get him to open up, but don't push too hard, because then he'll just back away. So your question, you just want to know, basically, I didn't see anything in the cards about marriage or children yet. I can usually, like, if I'm doing a reading, I can usually go out maybe about a year from now, but I'm not getting anything about marriage and children for a while. And I'm feeling that he has some commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing something about, hold on. That he does love you, but that he is kind of, I'm trying to find a nice way to say it. He's like into himself, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. he loves you, but he's, you know, kind of wrapped up in himself. So I just spend more time talking to him and see if you can get him to open up about things. That's all that I got for that reading. And let's see. Oh, just as an extra card, I am pulling a spirit animal card, and it is the crow card. So crows, as far as I know, are known to be symbolic of death. And not necessarily like physical death, but like an ending of something and a new beginning of something else. So I'm getting that it would be like a new chapter in your relationship with him. So it's okay if you let some old habits or old patterns go, you know, to let those die and then restart again, start over again with him and get to know him better. That is your reading for today. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, we were involved because we met because we worked at the same job and we got involved. And I left that job in November and I really had strong feelings for him and I still do. And he still texts me. And I want like more, you know, I feel like it's time for us to just be a little deeper into each other. But it's like, seems like he just wants me for physical and I feel like he cares about me, but he's trying to keep it on this level. And I refuse to give into it and go back and just have, like, hookup stuff with him. I'm hoping that he will snap out of it and start to treat me, like, better, you know, cause, and let us evolve into something more. And like you said, get to know, let me in more, you know, like, let me get to know more. But I don't know if it's ever going to happen with him or not, because I mean, I don't contact him. He always contacts me and he tries, but unless, you know, it's like taking me out of something, I won't go. And I do miss him a lot. I care about him and I feel like he cares about me, but I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, if he's going to wise up, you know? And I would like him, like I said, but I don't know.
No, I'm not seeing anything about him. About him changing, really. He might open up a little bit more, but as far as the marriage part and children, I don't think that's really what he wants. So,
So I'm never going to have children or get married. Like, because I'm
41. I didn't say that.
No, I'm just asking. Because I feel like at my age, it would have happened already if it's going to happen.
Well, you can still have kids. You're not too old. There's people having kids up until they're like 50 these days.
I've tried, but for some reason I don't get pregnant. Well, that's why I asked if you saw ever.
Oh, well, I can't see that far out further than like a year from today.
All right.
So I'm sorry that I can't see further out than what I'm seeing, but yeah. You can always get a hold of me if you'd like to on my page, and maybe I can try to look into it a little bit further.
Thanks. If I ever can ask you about, if you have time at the end of the show, can I ask you about work and moving?
Probably not at the end of the show, but if you want to send me a message on my page, I can probably get back to you by tomorrow.
Oh, I don't have a Facebook.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be the only option. It's Facebook.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, thanks for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Thank you so much for calling. Okay. I believe that was the 347-631 area code.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? And what's your question for me today?
My name is Suzanne.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My question is, I'm talking to a gentleman we haven't met yet. His name is Timothy. What do you see with that?
You haven't met him in person yet?
No, because of what's going on. We were going to do a social distance walk this Saturday, but we've been talking on the phone all week.
Okay. One second. Just got to shuffle my cards. All right. So I pulled three cards, and you probably heard earlier in the call, the caller that I took, the way I usually do it is past, present, future. And by past, I mean like recent past. Okay, so the first card I got was heart-to-heart conversations, but it is reversed. So that's telling me that the conversations are not that you're not past kind of like the superficial level, like you haven't gone.
We only met each other like on Sunday, Monday, so, you know, they can't be yet.
Yeah. So the cards are just reflecting that.
Yeah.
And the present card says, unrequited love. There's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going. So, yeah, that's pretty straightforward. And,
you don't think he's like me?
No, I think you guys like each other, but he likes you. But it's just the cards are just telling you that there's not going to be enough attraction and chemistry to keep the relationship going. And then the third card I got was the codependency card, but it's reversed. So that's just telling me that I'm getting, like, independent, that you're independent, and you're going to need to learn how to balance that independence with, like, being able to lean on somebody else for support.
No, I want to definitely lean on somebody. I'm tired of being so independent. And, you know, looks aren't everything, so I'm going to try because I, you know, I want a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there, you know, it doesn't hurt to at least give it a shot, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Would you like a spirit animal card?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle the cards really quick here.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to eat. Thank you anyway.
Okay. So the next caller I have, um, 347, I already got to you, right?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay. Okay, so 111 area code.
Oh, hi, Christine. It's Lisa. I'm so glad you're doing your show. I'm glad you're doing well. And thank you for taking my call. And my question
Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations. My question is, me and the gentleman, we're talking. And the question is, for a formal invite, I have invited him for formal dinner, but when he has come, but when I'm at home, and we know each other for quite a while now, and he just want to know if you see that, if you see that in the future happening, if he's coming back
for dinner,
yeah, or to talk to me, because we have to communicate. We have something else we need to discuss, but. What do you see with me and him? Ask him either dinner or lunch or breakfast. Do you see him? Are we going to see each other? There you go.
Hello. Okay, I'm just gonna shuffle the cards. 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll get to your question after the reading, after the card reading, and then I'll try to look into your question more. The first card says to free yourself. It's time to take back control of your life. And then that's a recent past. And then the present card says attraction, that you will attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. And then I got the, it is safe for you to love card, but it's in reverse. That doesn't mean that it's dangerous per se, but control issues are going to be a factor on his end, and probably have been a factor, been an issue. As far as if you're going to get back together, I was just trying to see if I could see what was going to happen.
Do you see him coming to my home? Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Sorry.
Yeah, I see him when I was like trying to picture you two together, and the image I got was with him with his back turned to you. So as of right now, it's not looking like he's going to stop by soon. I hate to be like so direct in readings and say stuff that people don't want to hear, but that's what I'm getting. That if
so,
I'm not seeing it anytime soon.
So you don't see us communicating. We had a situation.
You asked if he was going to stop by, if you guys were going to talk, and
right now he's upset.
I'm not seeing him really being open with you and communicating right now, and I see him with his back turned to you. So that just means that he's not open to stop by or communicate with you right now.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, is there any, do you see us communicating in the nearby future?
I'm trying to stick with just one question per person, but I'm not seeing anything anytime soon. And if it's going to happen, it might happen by the end of summer. Has he been really, like, standoffish for quite some time?
For the past 2 weeks, yes, because a woman interfered and told him some lies about me, and he's upset, and he that's, you're right about that. You look how good you are. And we need to communicate. I sent him some text messages to explain into voice messages, and I hope he listened to them and calmed down, because I did not betray him. I feel very awful.
Mm-hmm.
So just I wanted to know.
Yeah, that's all I'm seeing.
Okay, so
it's going to take
him
a while to open up to you again. But if you really care for him, I would give it a shot if you're willing to wait a little while for him to come around.
I plan to go visit him in a few days. That'd be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just try to communicate with him?
I can't really answer any more questions because I have to get to the next caller. But there's a link in the description box to my page. You can contact me there, and maybe I can help you out.
Okay.
In the meantime, would you like a spirit animal card?
Yes.
Okay. One second. All right. I got the crocodile card. Immediately, what I noticed at first is the texture of the crocodile, the bumps and the patterns, and I'm just getting that your life is very how do I describe it? There are so many different parts of your life that make it really colorful, you know, and interesting. And definitely in the meantime, just maybe to try to get your mind off of things. Look into something that really brings you joy and a zest to your life. Maybe something artistic. There's maybe writing. There's lots of different avenues you could take as a way just to preoccupy yourself in the meantime. So that is my intuitive message for the crocodile. Also, I'm getting like the, you know how the crocodile waits underwater and it has its eyes above water and it waits for its prey? Well, wait before you make a decision on anything, really. Give yourself a chance to really think about it before you act. So that is my message for you today. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, man. That's pretty beautiful.
I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Next caller, 916.
Hello, Christiana. This is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy. How can I help you today? What is your question for me?
Well, I kind of want to put it in the right way. My whole life has gone through an upheaval in the last week. My husband of 20 years passed away a week ago. And we knew that this is coming, and he's not suffering anymore, so I'm happy for that. But financially, and the fact that I have to move very shortly is coming up, and I want to see, what do you see in that?
In your move?
In
my
move?
Do you know where you're moving?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to be moving in with my daughter in Oregon.
All right, so you just want to basically see how it's going to go for you.
Yeah. Thank
All
you.
Right. I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Give me a second. Okay. So I got three cards here. First card. I'll do the card reading, and then I'll try to answer your question more specifically.
Okay.
So the card, first card says the Wheel, and it's Archangel Michael. It says a time of positive change, a situation suddenly moves forward, fortune is on your side. So that's telling me that everything with this move is going to go really well for you. I'm seeing a healthy relationship with, you said, with your daughter. It looks like a healthy, close relationship. And living together is going to be good for the both of you to support each other.
Hmm.
Especially in the times that we're going through, you know. It's good to have that support. And then I got the Six of Water card. It says memories from your history or childhood, issues regarding children, romanticizing the past. What does that mean to you? Are you having things from your childhood resurface lately?
Yeah, I was a very joyful person. Way, way back, you know, I always see the light side of things and very optimistic person. And through this relationship, a lot of things came. Yeah, there was a lot of sacrifice. There was a lot of things that, you know, I kind of lost that part of me, and I would like to regain it.
Well, and seeing that with this move and your relationship with your daughter, that there's going to be a lot of laughter and high spirits. So I'm seeing that it's going to be healthy for you, and it's going to be healthy for you, and it's going to be the right direction for you. And so I do see you regaining a lot of that joy and positivity in your life. And then I got the Three of Air. Great. Well, it's talking about the cards are showing me that things will get better for you. But at the same time, it says it's talking about great sadness. And it's telling you to take time to heal and the need to forgive yourself or others.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's, you know, that's just part of life, and you'll get through it and things will get better for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's moving is definitely a really positive thing for you.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I know it's just one question at a time and everything like that. And, you know, I always have this worry about finance now because he never left me in his living trust. And so I'm basically, you know, going to be dependent on my daughter, and I feel bad about that. And I do get Social Security, so, you know, I at least depend on that. But, you know, I was just worried about, you know, that I could eventually find my own place or be independent from her so she doesn't have to worry about things. That was the only thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not seeing anything anytime soon about you living on your own.
Oh.
But, you know, that's just for now, for a little while.
Yeah.
Maybe about a year or so, you'll probably be living with her.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Possibly longer, but definitely if you get your ducks in a row, you could definitely make it happen and get your own place. It would probably have to be affordable housing. Like,
oh yeah.
Subsidized.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, so that was your reading for today, and do you want a spirit animal card?
Sure.
Okay. I just kind of do that as an extra at the end because I feel like it's a positive. It ends the reading on a positive note.
Oh, I know. I love the animals. I've always been a spirited, you know, person that loves nature. So I love the animal cards.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. I got the mouse card. mouse. Let's see. Definitely is a time in your life to explore things. Like, I see a little mouse, like, running around and finding a hunk of cheese and nibbling on the cheese and then running around again to find, like, a toy to play with or something fun to do and, like, little adventures. So I see that, now is a time of adventures and just enjoyment for you. Things will get better, so don't worry. Try not to.
No, I'm an optimist. I'm an optimist, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Getting down to that fear factor. No, I understand. And I thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care. All right. 775.
Hello. My name's Anita.
Hi, Anita. What's your question for me today?
So personally, I read tarot and stuff like that myself, right? And I've been going through my deck trying to interpret certain things, especially when it comes to you. And a lot of what my deck is telling me is that it's sensing that your arteries are clogged.
You're a fat bitch!
Hello?
Fat bitch with clogged arteries, that's what you are.
Okay, looks like we have a troll. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. Next caller is 856 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? And who's calling? And what is your question for me today?
Rose Maria. I have a lot on my plate, either a job or moving with it, or I had a call yesterday for a possible interview soon, or long-term relationship that's going to happen after the crisis that we have.
Okay, can you try to focus on one question? What's more important right now?
I guess a job. Moving.
Okay, so moving. I can look into one or the other. I'll look into see if you are moving. Is that all right?
Okay.
Okay. Shuffle my cards. Right. Sorry, these cards take a minute to shuffle because they're brand new. Okay. First card I got was the Knight of Air, and it is reversed. So it's talking about, okay, so it's talking about great speed, but it's reversed. So that's just telling me that things are really slowing down. I mean, that's, I think, obvious. Things are really slowing down and at a standstill. Life experience, and the present card is life experience, Archangel Samuel, a significant life event, a powerful revelation that leads to change, time to spread your wings. So, let's see. I'm trying to see if this, just pulled the third card. Okay, Ego card, Archangel Jophiel. Talking about it's in reverse. So it's just saying that like originally it's supposed to be about fear-based thoughts. But it's just showing me that you're actually trying to be really positive about this, about the situation you're in. And as far as moving. I'm not seeing anything yet. I got the Page of Air. Card, it says logical, honest, impulsive, curious, challenging information. So probably just, the information or news that you are not going to be able to move for a while. And then it's talking about delays or changes to plans. So delays. So I keep getting, excuse me. Excuse me. I keep getting the word summer. So I believe that could mean that it possibly by the end of summer, things will start to open up for you and shift, and you'll be able to finally look into relocating. But I don't see anything.
Cool.
So would you like a spirit animal card?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we have here. Deer. The deer totem. This card is just telling me that it's try to slow down a little bit, especially with your thoughts, and really just stop and take things in. Like when you look, say if you go on a walk or something and you look around and you just notice like the plants and the grass and just all the beautiful things that you can see, and just really take time to soak that up. That'll be really good for your mind, body, and soul. That was your reading for today.
Cool, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller is the 610 area code. Oh, dang. Well, unfortunately, I just realized there's 90 seconds to the show. So I can't take any more callers today. But thank you so much, everyone, for calling in. And be sure to check out my page on Facebook. The link is in the description box under the slideshow. So check that out and send me a message if you have a question or if you'd like a further reading, if you'd like me to look into something more. I also have my website listed on the page. All right, everybody, take care and have a blessed night. Okay, bye.